This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Horrific school shootings in Parkland, Florida, and Santa Fe, Texas this year have changed the conversation about school safety in Michigan. The Michigan legislature appropriated $25 million in grants for school safety this year. That's up from just $2 million in grants in the 2017 budget. The Michigan State Police administers the grant, and it just issued this year's list of recipients. Among the top grantees is Ann Arbor Public Schools, which got nearly $1 million. And joining us now is superintendent of that district, Janice Swift.
Hi, Lester.
So before we get started on the money or your plans, I was wondering, when you were planning your career in education, did you ever think that hardening a school to prevent someone from coming in and killing your students and faculty would be part of your duties?
You know, Lester, it is a shock that we're in that place. I taught school about 45 miles up the road from Columbine, so I'm afraid that did become a part of our career on that very day.
Ann Arbor Schools got a little more than $956,000 for school safety. How will you use that money?
We are very grateful to have received almost $1 million in grant money for the specific use of student safety. And so we're looking now at an emergency platform where teachers can get their emergency direction right from their cell phone. And so that's one part. Another part is to really upgrade our public announcement systems in all of our schools, and then a few other odds and ends that will really help, as you say, secure the school.
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, some of your buildings are older than others. What are some of the challenges to retrofitting an older building?
Exactly. You know, Ann Arbor's average building age is 63 years, and that certainly was a long time before we had to start thinking about school in the way we do now. So we are looking at every upgrade to really ensure that we have that visitor management system, that we know who's coming in the building. That's an important part of what we do, and just a number of functions around the physical property of a school.
Yeah, it's interesting because usually it was built for access for kids coming in.
Sure.
All kinds of doors, and now we have to restrict that access. Are some of your buildings more of a challenge than others?
They are. You know, especially, like you say, the number of doors. I think our comprehensive high schools, the three of them, have over 100 doors coming in and out of the building. That's normal in a building, but it makes it more complicated.
Where do you go for expertise about securing a school?
Well, we have been partnering with a safety and security consulting company to really bring a fresh set of eyes in to every single one of our buildings and give us a plan for ensuring that that building is as safe as it can be.
You've got these upgrades going on. How do you talk to students, particularly the younger ones, about what's happening and why?
Very good. Well, you know, Lester, our number one priority in running our schools is to keep our students safe. That priority comes even before our critical mission of teaching and learning. And so as we work with our students, we work on a developmentally appropriate level at each level of their development on how to understand student safety. Our teachers are masterful. So at the lower elementary grade, they're going to think about it in terms of staying together, keeping each other safe, staying within visibility of the teacher. You know, that context will be a little different than it is on a high school level, where our students are plugged into the news. They know exactly what's going on, and they're pressing us with questions and wanting answers.
According to the Detroit News, there were 407 applications from schools asking for $69 million in help. As I mentioned, there was $25 million available. Did Ann Arbor get everything it needs, or will the district will be asking for more help in the future?
It will be wonderful to get more help in the future. Lester, we are working through a phased process. And, you know, the number one thing we want to do is to give some peace of mind to students and to the teachers and staff who care for them every day.
I'm guessing there are going to be hundreds of other schools get their new money before you get more.
Exactly. Yeah. I imagine so. And we understand that.
Yes. So you feel better about this process? You feel better, a little like you're on your way to being safer?
We feel like we have a good plan in place, and we want to continue to enhance that plan as we move forward and as technology improves our ability to do so.
Dr. Janice Swift is the superintendent of the Ann Arbor Public Schools. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Lester.